Qaid e Azam, the great leader. If you ask who the father of our nation is, there is one person that immediately comes to mind, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. He is revered in Pakistan as the Qaid e Azam, great leader, and Baba Akam, father of the nation. His name has forever been preserved in the pages of history as that of a great and devoted leader.
It is because of Jinnah that we have a homeland to call our own.
Born on 25th of December 1876 in Karachi, Jinnah was a lively thinker and a responsible person from the very start. He received his early education in Karachi and Bombay. From there on, he proceeded to London for higher education. There, he studied law and later returned home as a barrister. He soon became interested in politics and joined the Muslim League as its leader. Sincerity and devotion are essential virtues for success, and Jinnah possessed them both. He advocated Muslims to work hard, and he himself worked tirelessly day and night towards achieving his goal, an independent nation for the Muslims of the subcontinent. He was a man of immense determination, and despite his failing health, he worked very hard for the nation.
The Qaid was also an upright and honest man. He never worked for his own personal gain or fame.
He devoted his entire time and energy to selflessly work for the achievement of Pakistan.
There were numerous hurdles in his way, but not once did he give up.
He took all the challenges thrown at him in stride and overcame them like a true leader would. His diligent efforts did not go to waste, and he was finally awarded the fruits of his labor. In 1940, the historically significant Pakistan Resolution was adopted, and finally on 14th of August 1947, the independent state of Pakistan came into being. Qaid e Azam became our first ever Governor General. Today, he is credited as having altered the entire destiny of the Muslims of the subcontinent. His dream for Pakistan was based on the principles of equality, social justice, and brotherhood. Even after Pakistan was made, he continued to work hard until the time of his death in 1948. It is the result of the efforts of our great leader, the Qaid e Azam, that today we are able to enjoy freedom in an independent country.